Right, what's your name?
Catherine Ingham.
And what's your current occupation?
I'm a supply teacher 2 days a week at a primary school in Chessington.
And do you mind me asking your date of birth?
January the 17th, 1952.
And where were you born and where did you grow up when you were a child?
I was born in Wakefield and I grew up as a child in a town called Nottingley, beginning with a K, in West Yorkshire.
And what did your parents do?
My mother was a nurse, although once she got married she retired, and my father was a physiotherapist.
And your first school, what kind of school was it?
It was a primary school and it was called Nottingley Church of England School.
And do you remember what kind of history you were taught there?
I remember mainly in the junior school, and my main memories of people like Florence Nightingale, and particularly for some reason Elizabeth Fry. So it was mainly personalities and people that we learnt about.
Oh, okay. And as you went on up, was that when you were an infant?
No, that was in the juniors.
All right, you didn't have any.
I don't remember anything in the infants.
Right.
No.
So as you went up school, it was stories, was it all the way up?
Or? Yes, it was, as far as I remember. Yes.
And was there any kind of, I don't know, teaching aids? Did you have any pictures or charts or anything?
I think this was the early 1960s, very few pictures on the wall or anything like that. Maybe a map of the world for geography and so forth, but no, I don't remember anything.
Okay. And so you stayed at that school till you were 11?
I did so, yes, yeah.
And then what did you do after you were 11?
I then went to, we were still in the days of the 11 plus, so I then passed that and I went off to the local girls' grammar school in Pontefract.
And what kind of history were you taught at the beginning there?
My early years, I remember doing about European history from France, 1815 to 1970, the unification of Italy, which I very much enjoyed, Prussia and Frederick the Great, America and the slave trade, and a bit about Palmerston, Lord Palmerston. These are names that stick in your mind. People like Francis Drake, Cromwell, the Civil War, Charles II, James II, and again people like William Pitt, James Wolfe, Robert Clive and Cook.
And did you actually remember all those, or did you?
No, I don't remember all those. I'm fortunate that I had a book, two exercise books and some A-level papers, so they helped me.
Right. Okay.
But I didn't, but I have to say again, if I had to remember, it would be the personalities, Gustavus Adolphus, Frederick the Great, Louis the 14th, because to me, that's a central part of history, the
right.
People.
Yeah. And how were your teachers teaching you? Was it chalk and talk?
Yes, it was. It was mainly chalk and talk, definitely. Yes.
And did they do anything? Did you ever do projects or anything? Or?
Yes, I do remember doing one. I can see myself sitting at home doing one on Fountains Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening there. Now, that must have been before O-level. But I found that quite hard going, to suddenly be reliant on yourself and books as opposed to chalk and talk. I found that quite difficult, having to be responsible for what you researched yourself.
And do you remember having any particular textbooks or anything?
I do. I remember Elton when we were doing Tudor history.
Well, that would be a bit later, would it?
That's right. Sorry,
yeah.
Are you still?
I just wondered, yeah, I'm sort of before O-level.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, in that case, I don't remember any books now.
Right. Okay,
no,
fair enough. And what, did you ever have any trips or TV or radio or anything?
I only remember one trip, and that was to Chatsworth House. But there was a historical society at the grammar school, and if you belonged to that, then you did have occasional trips out. But I didn't belong to it, for, I'm not quite sure why.
Right, and any radio or anything?
No, nothing.
Nor at primary school either?
No, nothing like that at all.
Right, that's interesting. And did you like the history in the early years at grammar school?
I do remember there doing things like the Motte and Bailey Castle and the feudal system, and I did not like that at all. No, that was very boring, didn't see any relevance, it was too far away, all that sort of thing. And again, it was structures and things as opposed to what to me wasn't really history.
Right. And you stayed after, you stayed after 15, did you, and did O-levels?
Yes, I did, yes.
And did you get to, did you have a choice, history and something else?
Yes, it was a difficult choice because I remember we had the choice of history, geography and RE, and I wanted to do all three. And in the end, I dropped the RE and did history and geography.
Oh, okay. And why did you choose to drop for history in the end?
Well, I loved it. Of everything I did at school, that was what I really enjoyed.
And when you were studying O-level, do you think it was different the way they taught it or just how the lessons were structured at all to what it had been in the first 3 years at grammar school?
Not really, because they were very keen for you to get a good mark. That's what they wanted you to do. And so it was, again, chalk and talk, making sure you got everything down in your notebook and it was there for you to revise.
Right.
So as far as I remember, that's how it was.
And did they give you a lot of exam practice and things?
No.
They didn't show you how to do them?
In the January you would have mock exams. Oh, yeah, in January of the year you did your GCSE, you had a mock exam. And at the end of every year at school, yes, of course, you did have exams in every subject. And so that also probably would help my choice of history because obviously I would do better in that than a lot of the other subjects I've forgotten.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you got to this, when you'd done your O-levels, did you stay on to do A-levels?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And you did history?
Yes, I did, yes.
And why did you decide to do history?
Well, I really enjoyed the subject, so I wanted to do something I would feel confident in. And the teacher I'd had at O-level I'd really liked and felt a response with her. And if she was going to be teaching the A-level, then I felt it would be interesting and a worthwhile thing to do.
And what periods did you study your A-level, or have you already told me?
A lot I've told you, I think, because it was Catherine the Great we did. I remember that. Tudors, Cromwell, Reformation, Ireland, remember that. The Renaissance, Habsburgs, Swedish history, Prussia, Louis XIV, Peter the Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's the things I remember most, really.
From A-level?
From right. A-level, yes.
Okay, and did they teach it differently, do you think, in the sixth form to how you've been taught before?
Yes, very differently. And I really struggled with that because I wasn't the brightest, and so the chalk and talk suited me. And suddenly now it was read the books, analyse what you're reading, choose what are the relevant pieces of information for you, and I found that very, very hard. In fact, my father said I'd have to leave if I didn't settle down and get on with it because I moaned so much about it. And that seemed to do the trick. And then I settled down and I loved it then. You know, but it was quite a difficult new technique, having to be reliant on yourself. Mm. Teacher talking and listening to her and then being given the books and then being told to do it yourself. And of course, writing lots of essays. And your interpretation of the facts.
Mm.
So I found in the end, though, of course, all those things that I had learned, the analysing and the discussion, interpretation, you know, absolutely invaluable. But it did take me a long time to settle to it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And do you think history was well taught while you were at school?
Well, that's a difficult question, isn't it? Because you were only taught that way. That's the only way you knew. So, of course, yes, I did, because I loved it. And that was the only way I knew it. Although, as I said, it did take me a long time to settle. And perhaps, for such as me, it would have been better to have had some sort of more interim movement from the chalk and talk, where you're told exactly what to write down, really, to suddenly being told, no, you've got to do it yourself.
Yes.
So I did find that hard, as I say. But yes, of course, I thought it was well taught, because I enjoyed it. And we knew nothing else, so...
Did your children learn history at school at all, and yeah, were they taught differently?
Oh yes, much more project-based, much more project-based, and much more confident because of that, I think, their ability to analyse. And my middle son is also very interested in history, and, you know, will chat with me about it. So I think they were taught in a more, yeah, confident, more confident way, for them to be more confident.
Yes, yeah. So you don't really think it could have been taught better than...
Well, I suppose, thinking about my son, but you see, he's more confident, but yet his general knowledge of history is nothing like as good as ours, because they seem to whiff in and out of things, as opposed to the way we were taught, so it's for and against.
So would you say, I suppose that goes on partly to what I'm going to ask you, but first, yeah, do you think you were taught in a fairly chronological way, that those periods you'd discuss kind of blend into a whole?
Well, no, actually. No. No, they didn't. I mean, it was, you know, look at your A-level paper, see what the teacher thinks she would like to teach you, and you taught those particular topics. So no, not in that way. But I think over your whole lifetime, you did study, you know, initially the kings and queens and things like the Reformation and the Renaissance, the big topics in history. But certainly a lot more British history. You knew the names of... I didn't... My mother, you know, would recite to me the names of the kings and queens and where they came. Well, I mean, I couldn't have done that. And she thought that was awful that I couldn't, but I couldn't. We weren't taught in that way, but you did have a more general idea. The one thing I would have said I was sad about, and perhaps... It's not so much taught better, but I would have appreciated having much more up to date. We never did World War II and World War I, and that, to me, has such significance for the people of whom we are today. And I was sad. Mm. We weren't taught that, but that's not particularly better, but that's just a topic-based thing.
And did they ever do any timelines or anything, or charts, to give you some sort of chronological view? Or can't you remember?
I think probably they did. They don't stick in my mind, but now you've actually said that. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And do you think the history you were taught at school helped you feel proud of being British in any particular way? Or even just consciously British?
Yes. I mean, I am proud to be British, full stop. So it's difficult, again, a little bit to say. But yes, I think it did, because, you know, you looked back on your history and the people that you were and who you'd become, and people like Winston Churchill who helped us and everybody else through the war. You know, so I think history, it did help you feel proud of being British in a way, but it wasn't pushed at all, though. It was for you to gather from it if you wished, I think.
Right. And what do you remember most, or sticks in your mind from your history lessons?
Well, that's an interesting one, because obviously things that stick in my mind most are the characters that we learnt about, like Gustavus Adolphus, Frederick the Prussia, Louis the 14th. These great big people. Although I didn't study Winston Churchill at that time, so I mustn't say that. Those people who, you know, who had such a profound effect on the life of their people and generations to come. So I am a people's person, so for me the history is greatly bound up with those famous people. But also, apart from that, it was the camaraderie of the group we had. We had a small group where you really felt free to discuss and to be able to offer what you could to the group of people that were there. We all respected each other. We had two good teachers who helped us through everything and guided us, but weren't dominating.
And that was in the sixth form.
And this was, oh yes. This,
and was that the high point of your the sixth sort of history at school, was the sixth form?
Yes, it was, very much so. Yes, the small group where you were able to feel that you could offer what little bit you knew, because lots of people always knew more than me. But, you know, you did feel able to say, whereas when I got to university, I found it very hard to contribute. Felt less worthy, I suppose. But no, so it was the history, the people in history, and also the group that you were with, and the teachers, who were great.
And I've got a list here, which you have too, of various possible things you might have done in history since you left school. Have you done some of these? I think you would. Well, you did a history degree, basically.
I did a history degree, yeah. When I was teaching, it was mainly based on history, yeah. Family history, yes. My mother was a nurse in the war, and she left behind lots of material. And so I've spent a lot of time making a file with all her things in and her life. And in fact, I've had a website made about her. So that's been really interesting, and it's given me a chance to chat to other members of the family more deeply. Tracing the history of your house?
No. Do you remember, are you in the National Trust or anything?
I was in English Heritage for a year or two. I found that fabulous. Really enjoyed that, visiting some of the places I would never have got to. It really does give you the incentive to go to places that you think you will go to and you don't, but husband and I really enjoyed that.
Do you ever read books about history or watch TV programmes?
I read, yeah, hugely, particularly World War II. I am fascinated by World War II and how the, you know, decisions that were made, like Yalta and all things happened with Poland, you know, and all the sad things there. I don't know, and the people, and yes, Hitler and all these people and the profound effect they had. And the history programme, so yes, also I do watch history programmes as well.
Okay, and do you think that any of those things you've done since leaving school, that the history that you learned at school has helped at all, or do you think it's just something you've done since?
Oh, definitely, because I think going back to the A level again, which is where, you know, this analytical approach to everything, really being able to read, I mean, it taught me to scan and skim books, so you know exactly somehow where to hone in. If it goes, some history books can go on a bit, but somehow you've got the ability to pick out the relevant facts. But yes, I think I learned a great deal from school and from the way I was taught history, and really stood me in good stead for a lot of things that have happened in my life since.
Great, well thank you very much indeed, Catherine, that's really interesting.
Oh, I thought it was going to go on hours, you know, sorry.